But show me the wrapping that way and make sure you not do it too fast if you like this.
You want us to do a song? Or do you want us? We starting with the song or?
Yeah. Let's start with the song.
Okay.
Yeah, two in the middle, and then we'll do one at the end too.
All right, here we go. Wrote this one just a few years ago. I think if you're an artist, you relate to it. It's about paying dues. It's about the shows where you thought you'd have a sold out crowd and maybe not as many people showed up as you thought. It's maybe about not bringing home as much money to your wife as you thought you would from that show, but she still supports you. Yeah. Driving home, going slow, don't know what for. Save money to make music, buy this rap for. Hey honey, this'll make money, she heard before. It didn't work out like the times before. So we paid for shows that didn't even break even. Sold artists out of pocket just to keep believing. Wonder if they think I made money, didn't break them off. Cause when I call the phones lately, seems they always off. And lately I don't pass clubs, I don't even golf. DJs play my music and say I fell off. Wish I had a driver, just sit back and watch. Now be distracted by these red lights. And lately I can't read, I didn't read right. Kiss my sons while they sleeping and say goodnight. And pray they safe, that they know Jesus. So they say forever, there he go preaching. Tires ain't screeching, they just standing still. My best friend called, said he was almost killed on a freeway crash right around Thanksgiving. How you can be there talking and gone in a second. Guess that's perspective, when you wake up and do it again and double check it. I swear I could light the sky if I got connected. There that Christmas tree stands with the plug just resting. So focus our hands instead of seconds guessing. Cause time keeps ticking even when you're resting. What's she doing now? Oh, that's interesting. Always been interested in her undressing. Says she's working out, helps her breathe more. All that stress built up and we should sneeze more. Remind us that we're blessed and we'd see more. Lose the bulletproof vest, we like to bleed more. And I've been looking down too much at this clean floor. All this talk about swag should be G more. This dude I gave $40 said he need for food and rent, just laid a verse referencing G4s. Damn. Below that floor, there's just another ceiling. And his gun's cocked, aiming, trying to reach it. Cycles repeating just like a high rise. I can feel this coming, it's like it's my time. It's like it's my time. Yeah, it's like it's my time. And I can feel it.
That was Richie Pinelli and Lucas Arezzo on the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Lucas, you're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Uncle Nick.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwater Studios, high above UNR, and pretty nice fall going on, I would say. I'm ready for a pumpkin carving. It's the Worst Little Podcast. And I'm Nick Ramirez with Dogwater Dick. And this week, Starfish made it in. And we got Richie Pinelli. And Lucas Arezzo.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Smooth like butter. Yeah. So, welcome.
Hey, you guys.
Welcome. We had Richie on with the Intoxicated Pedestrians, and we just couldn't get enough. And we're like, when can we book you? And that day was today.
Awesome. And thank you, guys.
I'm looking forward to this show.
Yeah,
and you brought Lucas with you. Do you want to tell me about your accompaniment? Like, How you guys know each other and stuff?
Yeah, so, I mean, Lucas, his name precedes him, but we basically played a bunch of shows together. Incredibly high level guitarist and musician.
Oh, God, I thought he was going to say.
I was like, don't burn me, bro.
No, just one of the best musicians I know, and I thought it would lend to the interview today because he, we haven't practiced or anything, but he can just set a mood and be on point, you know? So he plays with anywhere from the Reno Jazz Orchestra to the Reno Philharmonic to Whitney Meyer to Tim Snyder to the list goes on and on. Jelly Bread.
Really good players.
Phenomenal musician. And, yeah.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Feeling is mutual.
Well, we're glad you're here. And then if you've been here 15 years, we don't know why we have never had you on the show yet. That's crazy.
I've been hiding. I was married for 7, so more like I've been here for like 8.
We don't have married people on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Ever. So,
just the host.
Right.
Just me. That's it.
Just you. That's it. Only single people here.
Yeah, we kicked Rory out for it.
So we're like, get out of here. Go hang out with your wife. And
we tolerate Chewie's marriage.
Daddy.
So cute. Oh, my God. She doesn't sound like that anymore, does she?
No.
I remember when she like...
Please, Daddy, give me some coffee.
That's what it's like.
Yeah, remember that's what she wanted for Christmas?
Yep. Coffee. Please, you need to give me some coffee. Okay.
We miss you, Chewie. And Cadillac Kim, where are you? We miss you. She's working hard, a punk rocking babe, taking care of the city of Reno and bringing community together and doing cool shit with the Reno Punk Rock Flea Market. And that's coming up, the winter one. Tis the season, or the fleasin. Tis the fleasin.
Yeah, well, that's why Kim can't be on here. She's got too many fucking things to do.
Yeah, she's spinning too many plates, and we're like, you don't need to spin this plate this week.
Yeah, we'll spin this plate while you're gone.
That's right. It's a busy week, too. It's Merry Anarchy week. So on Friday...
Oh, my God.
We're having the big 20th celebration at Cypress with Elephant Rifle, Engine Fire, Glitter Bats, One Ton Dooley, Eddie and the Subtitles...
Dude.
Eric Stanglin's playing a set. Eric Foreman's playing a set. And it starts at like 6 o'clock's the door, 6:30's the show. That's going to be killer. And then the next day at Alturas, I don't have the lineup in front of me, but there's a whole bunch of bands, and it starts at 3:30. It goes from Kenny White to the Triflin' Bitches and Will Schamberger Band, Roxy Collian, and a whole bunch of people over at that one. And it's 20 acts in 2 days, 20 years doing this thing and this beneficiary is Sean Rooker, who's been having major intestinal problems and needs help with his bills, his medical bills. So we thought he gave us town a bunch of music for a long time. Let's help him out.
Awesome.
Give him a little help for those medical bills. And so that's always a fun thing around the Dogwater Studios and the Worst Little Podcast is Reverend Rory will be there hosting and playing. His hand is healed. For those in the know, his hand was doomed, and yes, it happened again.
It happened again. It took years, though. He went years without hurting his
hand. Yeah.
But it finally happened.
He hurt in the same spot on your hand where you broke it before? Fuck. Wow. That's the worst, right?
Yeah.
But he's back. We had a band practice on Friday, so hopefully... I mean, you know, either way with Dooley, it's cool because if it's a great show, you're like, man, that was a great show. But if it's like a comedy of errors, it's, that was a great show.
Yep. It's just like at a wedding, you only remember what went wrong. And that's what keeps it endearing.
Yeah, and then keeps it real.
And so, Nick, that's Friday at?
That one's at Cypress, man.
And then?
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
And then Saturday?
Bigger room. And then Saturday's over at Alturas at the Cellar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's an all-day thing, 3 o'clock to... midnight or whatever.
Very cool.
Yeah, however late you want to stay over there, because I believe they stay open the night, and Reno tries to treat us like adults, so you can stay late if you want. But the cool thing, Rick, is Friday is all ages.
Oh, right.
Since it's a benefit, Cypress said we could do it all ages if you want.
So then like the booze part, because it's not like separated. There's a big bar, but there's two rooms, right?
Kind of? They'll have two different wristbands, so... people underage can't go get
booze.
But if you have a friend who's overage, they can get booze and give it to you.
And
right?
Right. And then they'll get bounced.
Because you're not supposed to do that.
No, you'll get bounced and probably in a lot of trouble because that's...
illegal.
Yeah.
It's really illegal.
Whoever's kids those are probably not going to be all, oh, it's no problem. They'll probably fuck you up. I know I would if you did that to my kid.
Right.
And who's opening that day?
Eric Foreman.
Dude, so you know what that means.
We're Yeah. There's going to be all ages there. That's what's great. It's like our friends can bring your kids this time.
Yes. God, that's awesome. Okay.
Been doing it 20 years, so like I can't ever go. Well, now you can. You can go on Friday.
Right.
So if you want to bring your kids. All right, you guys. So on to the show. Richie Pinelli and Lucas Arizu. I'm getting better.
See.
No, I think he's getting worse.
I think it's getting...
getting too much flavor.
Too much.
Back down the flavor, spice. Nick.
Okay, put it back.
No,
Arizu.
Like I said, I never cared how they say it.
He seemed pretty chill.
Yeah.
That's the only way to live longer, I guess.
Yeah.
Lucas is chill. Lucas is chill under pressure. What I've learned with Lucas is there's people like me that do shows once in a while, and then there's people like Lucas who do 4 shows a day. And he might bounce from the Reno Phil over here to my show over there to a show in Truckee. And, I mean, I get nervous enough for one show and enough can go wrong with one show. But you'll just show up and bang it out and you don't get stressed, you know, or at least you don't show it.
That's what I'm known for, just showing up and banging out.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, not anymore.
You guys want to bang one out?
Let's do it. Do a more upbeat one. We're just kind of making this up. We haven't met for a rehearsal, but we're going to bang one out that we just learned.
Show me that again one more time.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to play the sample. So working on an album. It's called Sunshine. It's probably my best work, I think, and this would be one of the songs on the album. So I'm playing it for Lucas right now so he can learn it on the fly.
This is what it's like when you play with musicians.
That's amazing.
So this is what it really sounds like. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Of course, we don't have a full band here, so we'll do what we can with that.
Yeah, Lucas, do all of that right now with your guitar.
Yeah, I want the horns and drums.
Yeah.
So what he'll do is loop it. Jay Kane, who made the beat, 76 sound. This, that, Clippers at Lakers, Lakers at Clippers. Got home field advantage, whichever side I'm on, don't make a difference. Wiser than Penny, if factor from the beginning, pulled that red balloon from the gutter that summer, that's still spinning. Recoup the veil. Trouble with Instagram, can't tell what's a story or a reel. Been in the studio with ghosts, might be the magic pill. Magic like Penny and Shaquille, before Grant Hill, before Shaq left when the magic was still in line for the title, right hand on the Bible. I swear to give you everything, sunshine, my recital. Dr. Gree dropped 5 EPs, I guess that sorta makes me EPMD. Jeez, gots to chill, won't stop till I'm empty. This money went, look back to see how far I went and see me. Not one step closer than the last one. And she asked him where the money went. Oh, some Venmo charges, paid for broken promises, mugs playlist that never happened, dreams that ride off in sunsets, that I ride off in taxes and losses. My mindsets, feeling lonely, friends are by appointment only. Too much hurt will change you. I change for those that know me, they know me. Send my regards to those that disregard me. I've been thinking I need someone in my crew not to charge me. I've been thinking if Ringo charged for drums or was that McCartney. You know, I've been thinking. I've been thinking if Paul charged John Lennon for work on Beatles songs or if they just made songs and split them. Dash said I'm spread too thin, I think that's wisdom. I've been thinking how many people must have dialed 9/11 on 9/11 and why it's called warfare when it's not fair. I keep forgetting. When they all want a piece of you, that means you're winning. And that's a blessing. honorable mention, Sunshine.
That was cool, man. Again.
There's a lot in there.
It's chill. Like, you have a very laid-back flow.
Thanks, man. Here's what I would say about this album is that, because I've been doing it for a while, and when you first start doing it, you try to say, can I even do it? And then you know somebody who you really like that may do it professionally. And so when you get your first beat machine or write your first rhyme, you say, can I try to sound like that? And so that's your first step. And then pretty soon you say, can I do this over here? Like, can I do this more free-spirited? Or can I come over here and do this battle-type aggressive lyricist and go up again? You know, and over the years, you'll see through my albums, I'm trying to find my sound. And you'll see one that's fun, like, you know, an 80s cover record, and then you'll see one where I'm battling the best guys in Reno, and then you'll see one that's all acoustic and one that's indie like Love Monster, and all to say that once you've done all of that, then you kind of find your own sound, and it takes a long time, like Miles Davis said, to find your sound. And I feel like this new record, Sunshine, is that. It's like you get to the point where you don't care who likes it or who buys it. This is just what I want to say. And I feel like if I were to pass, they could go hear me on this record and know who I was. And that's what makes it different, I think. And I think that over the years, it's like a culmination of all the people I've met. Like Lucas is on the record and Whitney Myers on the record and Tyler Stafford's on the record and Eric Anderson and all the people that made beats, and it's this culmination of all these people I've met over the years. Mm-hmm. And I think it's what's going to make the record more special.
I think Lucas said it best when he said, that's Reno as fuck, dude. Yeah, that was Reno. That's awesome, man. And it's like, yeah, it's, you were practicing the whole time for this record, and then the next record will be all that. Last record was a warm up for this badass shit that I got now.
It's funny because if you ever, I would epitomize the person who had the worst writer's block ever, because I used to just make beats. When I started writing, because I'm so like analytical and have to have each line perfect and mean something, I could never be the person who just sits down and writes a whole song. And I know a lot of people that can, but my songs would come over time, just piece by piece, thought by thought. But what I've noticed and what I've kind of figured out for myself, at least, is that you never really have writer's block. It just means you have to change your channel. So I've noticed if I'm working on a really introspective acoustic song that's deep with a lot of meaning, and I get stuck on it, where normally in the past I would have tried to knock it out and not leave till I was done, you just switch gears and maybe you'll work on a video treatment, or maybe you're going to work on a song that's completely different, like an aggressive, lyrical, battle type track. And then you never get stuck because it's just changing the stuff's there. You just have to channel it. And then you won't ever, at least I'm speaking for myself only, but then I don't get stuck as much. And I think that's why, gosh, in the last 2 years, I've been producing more than I ever have. But they're all different because they're all different channels of thought.
You're an artist, man. It's fucking rad. We're glad you're both here. We have a tradition, though, with folks who, and you, I don't think you did it when you were on last time. So, Rick, I think we're going to have to use that music from the past.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
All right, you guys. It's the worst little quiz. If you're new to Dogwater Studios, new to the podcast, we do the worst little quiz. And I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions about you know, whatnot. And then some this or that, and then score you up. The computer's tabulating that as we go.
Say, do we have to talk in the voice they would over this track, like 1920s voice?
Oh, yeah.
You look more nervous.
No, but you get extra points for that.
You look more nervous than a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs.
All right, it's... let's see. We'll go with an easy one. What was the first album you bought with your own money?
Ooh,
we'll start
nice.
With Lucas.
Oof. I want to say Physical Graffiti.
By Led Zeppelin. Yeah. Nice. Rock.
Yeah, I think, yeah. It was an LP. Shit. When was that? I don't know, man.
You don't know how old you were?
No, I don't remember how old I was. I have no idea.
Did Jimmy Page lead you to the guitar?
You know, it's funny. I paid attention to your question. I said that's the first album I bought with my own money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I actually grew up first in the punk rock world. My little garage band when I was 12, mm-hmm. 13. Quickly switched over to heavy metal and hard rock.
More challenging.
Yes, and that's where I fell in love with, you know, the guitar and all the cool things it can do. And then, you know, you start smoking weed and listening to Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin.
Hell to the yeah, dude.
We've all been there.
All right, Richie. What was the first album you bought?
That's actually an easy one. Because I wasn't allowed to buy it. It was Two Live Crew, band in the USA. And my mom had to go into Warehouse Music with me and buy it. But I paid her. And that was my the first record I bought. But it's funny because a tape I was handed that I like found basically at school was Cat Stevens. And... T for the Tiller Man, I think it was called. And also had a Led Zeppelin CD. But where I think I was introduced to music was in my dad's restaurant. We lived in an Italian restaurant growing up called Spaghi's. And my dad owned it, and they would have late night jazz come in. So people that would want to play at Harrah's, like just famous people like Diana Ross, and they would come over and want a place to just jam out after the show, and they'd come to this little restaurant and
Holy
jam out
shit.
In a room like this.
Wow.
You'd literally have Sammy Davis Jr. where Lucas is sitting and Diana Ross where you're sitting, and I was this little 8-year-old just listening to him.
Wow.
I tend to think if I go back that had a big influence on me, and I didn't even know it. But to answer your question, it was Two Live Crew, and I wasn't supposed to even be able to get it. But my mom was hella cool.
All right, Rick, go.
What is the first big show you went to? Ever. Big concert.
We'll start with Richie this time.
The big show I went to was Belle Biv DeVoe, Lawler Event Center.
Mm. Who else was playing with
them? Seventh grade. Gosh, I want to say MC Hammer.
Oh, wow.
So maybe I should have said MC Hammer, but I think Belle Biv DeVoe was bigger than MC Hammer at the time.
Right.
But yeah, it was at the Lawler Event Center, and it was great.
Lucas,
you said big show, so
yeah, because it's so easy to be like, I went and saw some, because we all saw a bunch of little stuff, but the first big concert you went to, where
sure.
you had to like wait in line for tickets and all, you know, it's
no,
a different
yeah,
thing.
I do remember, I was actually really young. My dad took me to see Michael Jackson in Argentina.
Mm. Oh, no
shit.
I'm from Buenos Aires, Argentina, and it was a stadium, you know, one of the bigger soccer stadiums we have there. And I remember 1994, wow. Michael Jackson.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fell asleep in the chair.
I'll tell you my favorite concert was the Judds, and it was in Carson City at this fairgrounds with haystacks. And this, I was a freshman in high school, and a senior girl asked me to go to that, and it was just blankets and her. It was dope, and the music was great too, but.
Lucas, what was your favorite concert?
My favorite concert? Oof, that's a good question. I there's so many. I mean, one that pops into my head, of course, is because he puts on such a good show. I saw in Spain, Roger Waters.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, you know, that type
was
of show.
Was he doing like a whole album, or is he doing like all his solo stuff? Or
No. He was doing Animals.
Oh, Far Out.
Yeah, which is one of my favorite Floyd albums. He was doing a mix of Animals and Dark Side of the Moon.
Very cool. Much.
Yeah. He dedicated Pigs to Trump, I remember. It was when he was running his first time. Not to be polarizing or anything, oh, no. But it was...
But just like, yeah. I mean, yeah. A musical act is allowed to think that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny how like we're back in the same kind of thing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Waters was always vocal about his political opinion. So,
very, very, you know. Yeah. And I remember he was very vocal at that show about, you know, kind of criticizing the U.S. for poking the mean Russian bear, you know. Mm. You don't want to poke that bear, I guess. That's what he said. I don't know.
Anyway, back to the quiz. We got to get to this quiz going. Rick, your turn? Or is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Oh, it's my turn. All right. This is a very important question. It's we're making a road movie with a celebrity. You're going to go across the country with a celebrity. Who's the celebrity? What's the car you're in? And are you going from the East Coast to the West Coast or the West Coast to the East Coast? And let's start with Lucas.
Oh, shit. Let's see, you got me there, because I'm not in celebrities in the U.S. Let's see, who do I...
Well, it doesn't have to be a U.S. celebrity. I mean, it's more like, who would you actually want in real life, even if we don't know who they are?
To hang out with? Oh, yeah.
That is hard.
I would say... I mean, now I'm just thinking off the top of my head, but like, it's a long ride, and I know you can have a good time. At least it'll be funny. I like comedians.
Mm-hmm.
What's his last name exactly? John Mulaney?
Mulaney. Nice. Yes. I like Mulaney. He's funny.
I think that would be a fun car ride.
And do you want him sober or relapsing?
that was going to be my second point right there.
There's two different John Mulaneys, I think.
Yeah. Yes, that would be part of the fun. I don't know which one I'm going to get. But, yeah, car-wise, oof. I used to own my friend used to own, we used to go out all the time on this Chevy SS, a coupe. Is that what you said in English?
A coupe?
Yeah, a coupe. Coupe SS, yeah. A lot of good memories.
Yeah,
a
muscle
in that car.
Yeah, very cool.
A lot of good memories in that car. I would be driving. I think I'd rather drive west to east.
There you go.
And land in. Yeah.
Where would be your final destination on the East Coast?
I mean, I have a lot of love for New York, and I didn't spend enough time, but at the moment I was like, this is my favorite city in the U.S., New Orleans.
Yeah, you guys would definitely be going through New Orleans.
I know it's not all the way.
Head all the way up.
But yeah, but yeah, that would be fun. That would be a fun route.
Richie, do you got one?
Boy, I was stumped for a while, but I just think I thought of it. I'd want, I'm really introverted, and I get uncomfortable around people I don't know. So I think I'd want the dead guy from Weekend at Bernie's. And I think I'd want to drive East Coast to West so I could come home. I think I'd want to try out one of those new Teslas because the truck, because then I could just set it, the destination, and it has... I think that'd be interesting. Well, I've never seen the inside of one.
And the body could go in the back.
Yeah, and it would hide the body.
We've never had that.
No.
Good job.
Yeah, that was thought out. Very good.
Next question. What is your most memorable story from middle school? And we will start with Richie.
Well, I don't know if it's the most memorable, but I guess it is because I thought of it. A friend of... I loved middle school. A lot of people didn't love it.
Middle school was the worst.
But I loved it. And that's where I was introduced to, like, girls. And I remember we had our first dance, and I remember, like, I don't know why, but people were doing, like, the Running Man, and anyone could do that dance, so it was pretty easy. But a friend of mine didn't like a kid who wasn't even from the school that came to the school and was basically, like, with his girlfriend. So he had asked me, as he's doing the Running Man and pretending to dance, to kind of push him into this other dude, and it ended up being a big fight. So it's memorable for that reason.
So did you did the pushing, and then how'd the fight go? Like,
I did. I hate to say it, but I did kind of nudge him into the other dude, but that's where I left, and the rest is not my fault. But yeah, he ended up getting, you know, there was a scuffle. And I also remember it because that's where I had, like, my first slow dance, first kiss. It was pretty a cool memory.
God.
I loved middle school.
Dude, middle school was way better than,
it was phenomenal.
Mine was just, like, the depth of loneliness and despair and constant anxiety for two solid years. And then I found drugs in high school and everything got better.
That's always the answer.
Yes.
Lucas, same question.
Well, see, that's tricky for me. I'm trying to remember what ages is
middle school. Middle school would be like 6 12, 13, to 8th grade.
Like 12, 13 years old. Before you get to high school, it's like 14.
Because we don't have it separated back home. It's either elementary school or high school, you know, which obviously.
Right. So it's like the year's like right in the middle of that. Mm-hmm. So like when you're.
Yeah, we had like junior high or middle school or intermediate or whatever.
I'm still turning around by all that. But I think, I mean, it's easy, for me, it's kind of easy now that I think of it. I remember, I have this perfect memory. You just said of my favorite memory. Yeah, I guess there was this math teacher we were all in love with.
Aw.
Yeah, and she just... I don't know I can't remember what type of trouble I got into that she made me stay after class. And I don't know if one of her buttons got undone or something, but she just spent like 30 minutes in front of me leaning over with a massive cleavage. And that's all I can remember from those years. To be honest, I don't remember much. I have that beautiful image in my head.
And you're off to the races. They're just like, hey, middle school, man.
Yeah.
I would have loved that. I would love that anytime, but especially middle school.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
All right. Let's move on to the rapid fire.
We're so bad at this.
Yes. Let's start with some metal. Ozzy or Dio?
Ozzy.
Same question.
Ozzy.
Two Ozzys. All right, Rick.
Okay, Beatles or Elvis?
I like the Beatles, but I like Elvis too.
You got to pick one or the other, though.
I'd say Beatles.
Beatles all day, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, then Star Trek or Star Wars?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Okay, now you have to live in a world where only one exists, and it's either the Beatles or Star Wars, and the other one doesn't exist. What do you choose?
Beatles.
Old Star Wars.
Ooh. Okay. Okay.
Wow, this is going to be hard on the computer.
Yeah.
It's a really tight race. All right, this or that questions like, would you rather be a deadhead or a juggalo?
Or a what?
A juggalo. Would it follow as ICP?
Oh, Insane Clown Posse, you know?
And then I got to say deadhead, of course, yeah.
Deadhead.
All right, Beatles and Deadheads. These guys are chill.
This isn't a rapid fire, but what's the best burger in Reno?
Archie's.
Okay, nice.
Chewy would agree with that.
Really good ranch there. I mean, you just can't beat their ranch.
It's like an enormous smash burger.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know that I've tried it. I like Royce.
Popular answer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what it was last week, too.
Royce?
Yeah.
The Royce. There's that new spot, too. Not so new, but the butcher shop at Ranchera. I hear that's the best burger in Reno now.
What? So is it like, it's not at like Perrin, it's like somewhere around there at Ranchera?
Yes, it's not Perrin. There's an actual butcher shop there. But they
cook burgers there and fries?
Yes, yeah.
Ooh,
they'll do it on the spot.
Wow.
You can you can choose, you know, your blend of meats.
Mm.
A friend of mine had an idea a few years back, never caught on, but it was called Bring Your Own Meat Sandwich Shop. And so all he would have is the bread, the condiments, but you'd bring in your meat.
I remember they had Bring Your Own Barbecue to the Picnic.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That just reminded me of.
Yeah.
And I just did one of those, and I was in Arcata, and you could buy a bag of like 20 oysters, and they had the grill there for you, and you bring your own stuff to grill your oysters.
Very cool.
But Nick, like asking a non-rapid fire question in the middle of rapid fire really did totally stop the quiz. I'm sorry.
That's
so,
okay.
So back to rapid fire.
Oh yeah. Okay. We need some important ones like beat up or arrested. And in this scenario, you don't get beat up when you get arrested.
Okay. There's so many variables there. How badly beat up? What is the cause of the arrest?
Oh, it's equally as arrested as it is beat up.
You know?
If that makes it any easier.
You're talking like Rodney King beat up? I would say beat up because I could walk away and get on with my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save the hassle. Just take the beating.
I've been arrested before and it's not fun. I haven't really been beat up, but...
You should try it.
I should
try it. That's what I'm saying.
So. Live life to the fullest. Right. Try everything. That's not... The Worst Little Podcast does not condone bad behavior
beating
of any sort.
Or getting high in high school. Don't do any of that. Yeah. And then... Nick, I keep thinking of non-rapid-fire questions for my next rapid-fire.
Well, if it must be answered, you must ask it.
So the next question is, what happens to us when we die? Richie.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think you go to heaven with Jesus.
Fuck yeah. Okay, and Lucas?
We go back from wherever we came from.
Rad! I like both of those answers! Okay.
Well, I like in Dune how the Fremen have that well of souls, and you don't drink that water. We're made up of water. Most more water than not, right? 60%, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's kind of incredible that at the end you join the well of the souls, and no matter how thirsty you fucking are, you cannot drink that fucking water.
Yeah, I like that too. I just saw that movie finally last week.
Man, I like watching it over and over.
It's really cool.
It's so good.
It's a really good movie.
Yeah, especially the part 2.
I can't believe the guy that played Elvis is that hot in that movie.
Yeah, that dude did a good job in that.
Wow.
Goth as fuck.
I just like scary, hot goth dude with a shaved head. Like, I just can't even have. And then you watch him in something else, and I'm like, he's like a skater dude. And like, I'm just,
He was great in Elvis.
But the level of hotness that happened in that, and am I just attracted to scary guys?
You like Skinny Puppy, dude. That's more your thing.
You know, Nick, good job. Ding, ding, ding. That's exactly what that's about.
Yeah.
It's like a muscular.
You're a gay dude who loves Skinny Puppy and Elvis.
Skinny Puppy thing. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I'm going to give it a...
Ding.
Oh, wait.
I got
one. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wait. This one's better.
Ding.
Okay, I'm sorry. Would you rather be exposed to the vacuum of space or the bottom of the ocean? And we'll start with Lucas.
Bottom of the ocean.
Yeah. I'm afraid of water. I'd say vacuum of space.
Sweet.
Because then I'd be with Star Wars and I'd be in the vacuum of space.
Fucking you belong.
Hey, Starfish, did you have a question for these guys?
I think he said no. He said no.
Oh, he took the pass.
Yeah. So hard pass.
Wow.
And this isn't
right.
And so, yeah, we don't want any other bad ones, right?
Time to total it up.
Okay, hit that computer.
And it, it was close, you guys. But Lucas, you took it. You took the prize. It's 12,654 to 11,748. It was pretty freaking close, you guys.
Fuck boy.
But for playing, you win a Nowhere Nevada soundtrack and DVD. Do you have a DVD player?
I don't.
Richie, do you have a DVD player?
I do, yeah.
Do you have a CD player?
In my car, yeah.
Perfect. Then you'll get the package and you'll get a CD.
Nice.
Perfect. Nice. Everyone wins.
One of my good friends, trumpet player, he's one of the main actors in
Jeff,
Jeff Dedarian, you know?
Yeah, TJ. Yeah, it was great. We had the Nowhere Nevada reunion, 10-year, since we did the movie and got that award and stuff. And Jeff showed up.
There he is.
Yeah, Jeff showed up to the to the second one, and Christy showed up to the first one. So we had the stars there. It was great.
That's so cool. I wanted to go to that just to, because I never hung out with him in any of those settings, but I saw the poster in my building. I live in the artist lofts, and I saw it was the same date.
I live in the artist lofts too, man.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
What?
I live in 501, man.
Hey, oh, just give away your
will you
address,
beep that man. Out, Rick? Sorry. That was dumb.
Jeez.
So that won some awards. I'm looking at the poster.
Yeah. Oh, and if you ever wanted to see Jeff's entire derriere naked, that's in that movie.
Yes. It's famous for his backside nakedness.
He was voted best actor for the News and Review a couple years in a row because of that.
Really?
Remember? Yeah, because Mary Bennett was it for years, and then Jeff did the movie, and then he won that one year. Mary still wins all the time, but he should have got best trumpet player too, but they don't have that category, so what are you gonna
do?
He
is a terrific trumpet player.
Yeah.
I love his style.
Who did the score and Folly? Was that Tom?
Yeah, I worked with Tom on the soundtrack part, the music and stuff.
Because
he did the
that.
Foley, yeah. Him and
Alan Griffin.
Alan, yeah.
Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I thought, yeah.
They worked like mad hours on that because the woman who wrote it was a dear friend of Tom's.
I remember that experience, yep.
Yeah, so cool. All right, that's your prize. And I think we're going to do another song and then see what's going on with you guys in the future.
Cool. So I'm going to go. I was walking on the moon. Dancing on the sun. In the land of freedom of religion, the fastest growing religion is nuns. Like none of the above. Too much broken trust. Jesus stretches out across the broken train tracks, and the train above had no idea he saved them. The greatest trick that Satan did was make him believe he don't exist. I'm waiting, and I'm way too old to make it. Still believe I make it. Still thinking fame of walking one day naked and say, let's do this. Kiss me on the cheek, then set me up big on a hill like Judas with a big house and a big pool for my two kids. In the land where kids want to grow up to be actors and singers, then make fun of kids who are actually singers in drama classes, call them nerds, then switch backwards, wish they were famous actors. Sorry, Nick, I messed up, but it passes. I think I lost my best friend, and he's the only one I used to bump Cypress with, and the one who got me into it, and my other friend who's really going through it, named Chris. I know he's going through it, and I ain't talked to any of them. And my girl, she's an extrovert who's super extra, and she says, how come you don't hang out with any of them? It's funny how someone who ain't good around people can get up on that stage and do so good in front of people. Man, I hope this ain't on some good and evil. I like his mother, other music, you can just think. Man, I hope this ain't on some good and evil. Man, I hope this ain't on some evil Knievel. Some depressing shit, take me off a cliff. Man, me too. Me too. Walking on the moon, dancing with my sons, and I wasn't trying to play the wall for once. Just let myself dance. You know how kids do. Let it to my old self. I miss you. You know how kids just dance. They don't care what they look like. They just roll around on the ground and have fun. Like we were, God, I think God made us to dance that way. And we get older and we start caring what people think and we just play the wall. That's what I was talking about. I was walking on the moon, dancing with my sons, not trying to play the wall for once. Just let myself go, you know, like kids do. Letter to my old self. I miss you.
Fuck yeah.
Sweet.
Love it, dude. I could hear you talk about anything. And then with that music too, it's so relaxing. It's like opening a book that's, you know, friendly, but saying a lot, you know?
Yeah, you were talking about his flow. That's one of the things I appreciate a lot about Richie. He's got such a nice flow, man. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
You definitely have your style, you know? You're the best at that. I could see some kid, though, watching you being all, I want to be like that, dude. I'm just going to be mellow and, you know?
Yeah, he chose the mellow. He chose the mellow ones for this interview today, for sure.
Yeah, there's, like I said, there's different styles, but I don't know. Those are when you got something to say, you know. And I think that it's funny because we've done shows, and if there's a lot of people there and it's loud, they will not hear a word you're saying. So you're going for energy, mm-hmm. and you're going for crowd participation, and you're going for violence. And then there's times where you just do something over a guitar and the same words will be completely different in how they're received. Mm-hmm. And so I noticed that because it goes against all logic. Like we were at a show once and I'll never forget because they were loud. They didn't know us and they were a loud group and we were kind of yelling over them. Mm-hmm. And the louder I would try to scream, the louder they got. And no one was hearing any words. And defying all logic, I'll never forget, but told the drummer just to stop. Talked as soft as I could. And no one wanted to be the guy talking when it was quiet. So suddenly I had all of their attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crazy because you would normally think scream louder. And it was talk softer that worked.
Yeah, dude, they say that like when two people are talking at a table, if you lean back, mm-hmm. then the other people will typically lean forward to become more engaged.
Exactly.
Rather than instead of like trying to push it down people's throats, sometimes it's easier to play it's better to play the quiet game and it turns it all around.
They actually make a lot of emphasis in that in jazz school, at least here at UNR. That's where I studied. And they always talk about you want to draw the audience in, then create those moments, you know, those quiet moments. It'll, mm-hmm. it'll draw them in.
Mm-hmm.
And then drop the beat.
And drop it on their head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. This has been fun, and we could go on for another hour, but we can't go on for another hour. So when are you guys playing next? What's up on the list? I know you got, four shows tonight, and then...
One thing I would tell everyone, because I've gone the last three times and it's just the most fun time, is at the Peppermill, Lucas, and it's Miguel Jimenez.
Yeah, Miguel's project that calls Cruise Control.
Right.
Featuring Whitney Meyer, Arroyo. They have us there about once a month.
And I can tell you, I go with my wife, and it is the most fun time. And they'll play for like, what, 3-4 hours? 8 yeah. to 12, right?
Yes.
And so I'd really recommend that.
And yes. One more time, where is that?
It's in the Terrace Lounge at the Peppermill.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's usually the dates like?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
That's going to be this week, yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, this comes out on Wednesday.
Perfect.
So people can go do that.
I plan on releasing this album in around middle of November. And I plan on doing a showing in the movie theater because I've realized.
Which movie theater?
So the last few, we did the Victorian Theater in Sparks and we did the downtown Century Theater. But my goal was always, as I mentioned earlier, sometimes you prepare all these words, and in a setting like this, they'll be heard and received and felt. But sometimes, you know, it's such a loud venue, you miss that. And so my goal was always for an album like this to just have everyone at the show get in my car and listen to the songs. And so I felt like the closest thing to that is a movie theater, because the last couple shows we've had there, great sound system, people are engaged, people aren't talking. I love popcorn and Cokes. And
do you get to use a screen for visuals?
Yeah.
Nice. Yep,
and we incorporate visuals. So I think that's how we're going to do the show. And then I'd like to do, I've been in talks with the El Dorado about using the showroom and getting people like Lucas and Cliff or Miguel and Whitney and making a really intimate little nice night for people, you know?
That'd be super cool.
So those would be my goals. I mean, that's how I'd like to do the show. Then there'll be obviously more live. I'm signed to, it's called Cool Biz. It's under Empire Records, and Dash is basically like the CEO of it, and he's working on some stuff out of state for that record. But locally, that's how I'd like to present this.
Very cool. Unique. Yeah. I want to go.
Yeah. I always said there's two types of people. There's the type of person who like, you'll work really hard on something, you'll get them in your car, and you'll be like, check this out. And you hope they're getting the words and the wordplay. And as soon as you start playing, about 10 seconds in, they're talking about their record. Or they'll say, like, my cousin made beats in eighth grade, and they'll talk for 2 minutes straight and miss your whole song. Mm-hmm. So there's that person. And then there's the other person who you see more frequently, where they might ask for the record, you might text them a link to the song, and you see them, they don't say anything. You see them week later, months later, they've still never said anything. So you just think that that implies they hated it. And so those are the two most common, but there are times where people are getting the words and giving you feedback, you know? Not that you need it, but I've noticed those are the kind of the two you run into.
Mm-hmm. Man, it is so hard to find a person who listens.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's all. That's all, and it's all everybody needs. It's not just about being a musician, but just like talking, like the art of listening. I mean, I don't have a conversation with anybody that they don't look at their watch or their phone three times every two sentences. You know, it's like
it's not that that's the reason we do it, but sometimes when you work so hard and invest so much, you want to hear feedback, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, in other areas of life, you would do that, right? Like if you worked on a feast for 3 days and presented this meal, and they just ate it and walked off.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
But it's not why we do it. But sometimes you do enjoy the feedback, good or bad.
I released a record, and when I released my record, and even like it's like I had it's my own stupid expectations in my head that get disappointed and feel like a hurt, you know? But and it's like some people, I already was resigned to the fact they're not going to listen to it or give a fuck, but mm-hmm. I sent it to them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then other people, they send it to, and they just don't say nothing like you're saying at all. And I'm just, oh, fuck, you didn't say nothing?
You don't mind the bad criticism because people that are really good get criticized all day. I mean, Eminem gets criticized and everyone gets criticized, but when
if you can like legitimately tell me what's wrong with the songs or something, then I'm like, well, you listen to it for sure.
You
didn't like it, and
that's
fine. But you really listen to it.
Yeah,
yeah. It's crazy how hard it is to find someone that will have the patience to listen, to really listen. So many times I try to show something new, and it doesn't go 10 seconds that there. You can tell they're just not really listening. It's wild.
It's we live in a different era where it's digested so fast that there's usually not time to listen and digest a whole album. It's immediate consumption, mm-hmm. and it's about 30 seconds of attention.
Yeah.
But the ones that get it, it's all worth it, you know?
Even me, and I am paid to listen. Like, I'm really good at listening, and the And my favorite band is The Cure, and they're coming out with a new album. Mm. And I started playing the last album as an album, because that album came out after everything changed and we all did streaming and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized that I don't know that album as an album. I know all of the songs, but I don't know which song comes after which song because I never listened to it like that.
Yeah.
And so I've been playing it as an album lately, and it's just been a completely different experience.
Oh, that's cool.
And I get on my bike, and I recorded the record being played from beginning to end.
Yeah.
And I play that as one file. And it's just such a different experience. And I can't believe that that album came out 16 years ago, and I've never listened to it like that. And I feel so dumb. And I'm good at listening. I don't get it.
You are.
Yeah, so.
No, I get that.
Playing a record. So play your whole album, man. Whatever it is.
Yeah. We're looking forward to Sunshine. That's cool, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, me too. I learned a lot about that record on this interview that I didn't know. That's really cool.
Very cool.
Can't wait to hear it all.
Hope the listeners did too. Go to Mary Anarchy this weekend too. Friday at the Cypress.
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
Yep, at the Cypress Music Hall. The Earwigs played there. Great band.
don't spray them.
I love that venue, by the way.
Yeah, it's so great awesome. Sound.
Yeah.
My friend did the sound. PK. Oh, Myers speakers. Yeah.
I think it's probably my favorite sound. When we played there, it was like, it hits, but you can hear clearly.
Right. They nail it, and they're not trying to hurt you, and you don't. Some clubs are so loud, like it's made to be. You can hear it through your earplugs, which is not healthy.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And is it just me, or I feel like lately they've been figuring out. I was going to say the opposite of that too. Like these super big sound systems that sound so loud, but it doesn't hurt.
That's what I want. Yeah.
Is that anybody that's been experiencing that? Like I was a dead ringer this last weekend playing with a DJ, and I noticed, and that happens to me also. I don't know, out at the Burn lately. I don't know how they managed to figure that out, or maybe I'm just a little more deaf now and it doesn't hurt.
Right. I always thought that some of the sound men were going a little deaf, and that's why they did that when it was too loud.
Yeah, I don't know, but sound systems are sounding really good these days.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Cool. Yeah, come experience some sounds this Friday at the Cypress. Or you could go to the Terrace and go see. Shake your head now?
I was like, no, I'll go to Cypress.
Yeah, check out the Cypress.
Yeah, go to the Terrace at Peppermill on Thursday.
Yeah,
and then go to the Cypress on Friday. And then go to Alturas, the Cellar, on Saturday.
Hell yeah.
And we got some good stuff. Dark Corners is going to be there. That's JT and Ryan Hall.
Oh, sick.
Yeah. So they're going to be there. Mr. Johnson's going to be there. You know, I mentioned a few of the other bands already, but you guys should be there too. Come say hi to us. This is our 20th anniversary of this thing. And we got hoodies and t-shirts this year. We always have t-shirts, but this year we also have hoodies because we did it for the 10th anniversary, the 15th, and now the 20th. We have hoodies again. So come out and get that.
You're going to need those hoodies. It's getting cold.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. It is hoodie season. I brought mine to Dogwater today. All right, you guys got one more song for us, and then that'll be the show.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
On to the next one. I'll be home in the morning, baby, leave the light on. Gotta be a champion, baby, that's been lifelong. Baby, no, I can't run, gotta write my fight song. Gotta do for Rocco, use what's left to try to write one. Daddy, be Superman, fly like a kite, son. Till you see the strings holding daddy up and cut one. See the daddy bleeds too, see we only human. And it's a big universe, small once you zoom in. And people say they're in charge, and usually they're fooling. And that's why doctors get sick, and lawyers get sued. Sheriffs get robbed, and showing on the news. And daddy gotta go now, daddy be home soon. Daddy get a jet plane, get mommy the moon. And round up all the stars, and put them in your room. And daddy gotta go, I love you. We'd have a girl sing this, but I'm not. So I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know if I'll be back again. And I'm leaving on a jet plane. Guys, for having us on the show. We loved it.